Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 129, all stanzas. Rejoice, ye people, homage give to God with voice of triumph sing. He ruleth in dread majesty, the great, the universal King. 1-5 of Psalter 129.
Scripture reading for this evening can be found in the book of Psalms, and thereof Psalm 68. Psalm 68, to the chief musician, a psalm or song of David. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God, yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Jah, and rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, Selah, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God, even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thy inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation hath dwelt therein. Thou, O God, hast prepared of thy goodness for the poor. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Though ye have lain among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove, covered with silver, and her feathers with fine gold, with yellow gold. When the Almighty scattereth kings in it, it was white as snow in Salmon. The hill of God is as the hill of Bashan, and high hill as the high of the hill of Bashan. Why leap ye, ye high hills? This is the hill which God desireth to dwell in. Yea, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them, as in Sinai, in the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive, thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. He that is our God is a God of salvation, and unto God the Lord belong the issues from death. But the Lord shall wound the head of his enemies, and the hairy scalp of such an one as goeth on still in his trespasses. The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan, I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea, that thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemies, and the tongue of thy dogs in the same. They have seen thy goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King, in the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed after. Among them were the damsels playing with timbrels. Bless ye God in the congregations, even the Lord, from the fountain of Israel. There is little Benjamin with their ruler, the princes of Judah and their council, the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. Thy God hath commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that thou that which thou hast wrought for us. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto thee. Rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bulls with the calves of the people, till every one submit himself with pieces of silver. Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord, Selah. To him that rideth upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old, lo, he doth send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God. Thus far.
We hope to remember in prayer this evening Mr. and Mrs. Leon Vanee, who were blessed with a well-born boy this afternoon. Mr. and Mrs. Andy DeCock, who moved into Bethesda yesterday. Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. O Lord of heaven and of earth, that we may gather together in this evening hour of this workday, an evening that is set aside on this day, wherein thy church may commemorate that great event of the ascension of her King, and wherein he may ascend from this world, and that he did come unto for the salvation of his church, and where he may receive that place which was due unto him for all that he has done. In satisfying thy will, thou didst give unto him a place at thy right hand. Thou gavest to him a place of honor, and thou gavest to him a place of glory, of great majesty and of great power. Thou knowest that we dwell here upon this earth, and we are of the earth earthy, and we cleave to everything that is of the earth. But we have no conception of that glory with which thou art surrounded, and that majesty with which thou art honored and glorified moment by moment, wherein the crowns are cast before thee, and where all do bow before thee, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, Lord. And when thy church is yet upon this world, then it is that they have, as thy servant did say, a strong consolation. That is of those who have fled for refuge to lay hold of that hope that was set before them, which hope that they have as an anchor of their soul, both sure and steadfast, and that entereth in to that which is within the veil, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And so, and hope, and that is a mighty hope, and that is a powerful hope, and that is a hope which saves the soul, even when it is still dwelling here in the Meshach of this world. Lord, that it is only by faith, and that they are able to take hold of that hope. Oh, that thou may give it also in the life of thy own children in this day, For thou knowest all that can discourage. And thou knowest that body of sin and of death that they carry about with them here below. But thou dost live and thou dost reign, and every enemy of thine is slain. Thou hast done it for thy church, and thou wilt one day deliver them also. We can read that thou art the first fruits. O Lord, after thee shall ascend also all thy people. And when thou hast opened the heavens for that human nature, and that thou hast taken upon thyself in thy incarnation, so that thou didst bring it with thee in thy ascension, opening heaven once again for those who had sinned against thee in paradise, and who had deserved to be cast away from thee forever and forever. Lord, thou knowest that we have no conception of these matters, unless that thou by thy Spirit givest them unto us. Oh, we beseech thee, and that thou in this evening hour may visit us from above, and when we are gathered round thy word of truth, and that there may be a word for each and every one of us, and that we may receive eyes to see for the first time in our life, and that everything that we have here below that is lacking that glory in which we were created, and that it is lacking that glory to which thy children are also redeemed, which they will one day receive. Oh, that in this evening it may give us for a moment to despise all that is of the earth and earthly, that is perishing, and that our souls may be lifted up to thee, where thou sittest at the right hand of glory. Oh, that there our treasure may be, that it may be there for the first time, but also by renewal. Lord, then we shall despise everything that ought to be despised, and then we shall prize that which ought to be prized, and it ought to be sought with all our heart, soul, and strength. Oh, that thou wouldst look upon us, and while we are in this world, and while we are in the midst of that misery that we have brought ourselves into, and thou knowest that it is a miry pit, and out of that miry pit there is no hope of being delivered except of thee thyself. Lord, wilt thou give that we may see that every effort of our own to deliver ourselves, and that by every effort we bring ourselves deeper and deeper into that pit, but that it is a way of free and of sovereign grace. It is a way that thou thyself hast wrought and bought, and that thou wilt also give it freely unto thy children. Oh, that we may seek it in such a way, as one that is unworthy and one that is unable, as one that has sinned everything away, as one that may receive it so freely out of the hand of him who desires to give it so freely. Oh, give us a little opening in this evening so to lay out thy word. Remember all the congregation and all the needs. Her that has been delivered in this very day of a child. Wilt thou grant strength to mother and child together. Thankful hearts unto the parents. And may thou give that it may be indeed a child born to be born again. That thou may give them to see that it is a gift of thee, that it is not to be brought up for this world, and not for the riches and the pleasures of this world, for they are those that which are not given unto thy children, that is that which they are forbidden to touch. O Lord, that they may be given so to instruct their children, and all of us together. Oh, that we may live more and more as strangers here below, as pilgrims in a world wherein we are traveling unto Thee, where Thou art in Thy glory. Do remember those that have been brought in the day of yesterday to the Bethesda care home. Lord, Thou knowest also their age and their minds and bodies and all that is necessary in this move, that Thou may supply for them and all those that are in that place, and that Thou may make it well, and that Thou may give also something of Thy presence there, where there are difficulties to be experienced day by day. And all those that have special needs known unto Thee, it is all the consequence of our sin, and that we have to suffer while we are still in the flesh. But wilt Thou cause our hearts to yearn for that which is above all the strife, and that we may seek Thee, and that we may find Thee in a day of grace. Do look upon our theological school and the curatorium, and that hopes to meet next week. Lord, that Thou may remember us in Thy mercy. Oh, could it please Thee, and Thou who from Thy place of power at the right hand of Thy Father, send forth Thy servants to do that work which Thou didst do when Thou wast here upon this world Thyself, and when Thou didst go about to bring Thy word that men may hear, and that men may be converted unto Thee. Lord, that Thou may send forth from Thy place, even could it please Thee, in the time to come, men who are truly converted and called by Thee. Oh, could it please Thee to give us liberty, if it is Thy mind and will, and if it is Thy own work to receive into the theological school those who may begin to study. Lord, we beseech Thee for wisdom from above, because we are but men. But Thou dost say, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. O Lord, give us then that wisdom, and give a prayer in the heart of each one for us in this week to come, in the inner chambers, for the sake of our congregations, for the sake of our denomination, for the sake of Thy word, which must be brought to the ends of the earth. And that Thou may remember all the students as they are preparing for their exams, and the instructors when we will meet together. Oh, could it please Thee to make it easy for each and every one of them. Also for him who hopes to be sent forth soon into the midst of the congregations. Oh, we ask of Thee once again, Lord, in a special way for that man. Oh, Thou dost say in Thy word, Son of Man, Son of Man. Who are we, Lord, but a son of man? Oh, that Thou may remember him as such. Give him what is necessary to bring his trial sermon. But could it please Thee to endue him with much of Thy Holy Spirit as a testimony, and that Thou hast called him, and that Thou hast sent him, and that he may receive what he needs to bring Thy word according to the meaning of Thy Holy Spirit, and all Thy truly sent servants. Lord, we ask of Thee, and not only for the increase in their number, but may it be for the increase in their instruction. Lord, Thou knowest that we are of yesterday, and we know nothing, and we need to be led by Thee. O thou who sittest on the right hand of power and of glory, O we beseech thee that thou wouldst also help us as thou hast sent us to do this work. Also in this evening hour, O for a little freedom, Lord. For when thou dost open, no man can shut. But when thou shuttest, no man can open. O Lord, we beseech thee for a little interest, that there may be a little desire. And if it is not coming in the heart, coming in thy house yet in this evening, oh, that thou wouldst put it there even in these moments and in this hour, and that it may be a good hour, that we may be gathered together in thy house. We beseech thee for the forgiveness of all that is amiss and sinful within and without, and that thou may remember us undeservedly for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 444, stanzas 8 and 9. High in the heavens has Jehovah founded his lofty throne, by cherubim surrounded, and lo, his kingdom ruleth over all. O bless the Lord, ye his angels full of glory, ye mighty heroes famed in sacred story, that do his word, obedient to his call. The last two stanzas of Psalter 444. congregation, we read in the book of Judges, in the 5th chapter, the mother of Sisera looked out at a window and cried through the lattice, "Why is his chariot so long in coming? Why tarry the wheels of his chariots?" What was she looking for? She was looking for the return of her son. She was looking for the return of Sisera from the battle, and that he may return with the spoils, those spoils which would be for distribution. Her wise ladies answered her, yea, she returned answer to herself, "Have they not sped? Have they not divided the prey? To every man a damsel or two, to Sisera a prey of divers colors, a prey of divers colors of needlework, of divers colors of needlework on both sides, meet for the necks of them that take the spoil." But the chariots never returned. And the mother of Sisera has never seen her son again. He was slain by a woman with a nail through his temples. The church of God was not so disappointed when they have waited for the return of her king. And we can read that in the song which we have heard read together in these moments, and in which we can find the words of our text in Psalm 68, and thereof the 18th verse. Psalm 68 and verse 18, "Thou hast ascended on high, and thou hast led captivity captive, and thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them." So far the words of our text, which are a part of a victory song of the church, which we want to consider with the Lord's help in two thoughts. First, a victorious return from the battle. And second, gifts for distribution. The victory song of the church, first, a victorious return from the battle. Thou hast ascended on high, and thou hast led captivity captive. Second, gifts for distribution. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Psalm 68, congregation, is a song of rejoicing. It is a song of rejoicing over all of the enemies of the church of God. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. It is a psalm that is written by David. We do not know exactly what the occasion of this psalm is, but many believe that it was written at the time that the ark that was brought out of that house of Obed-Edom, when the Lord had so blessed him, and when David has brought up that ark unto Jerusalem. And so then, if that is the case, then we see David, he is following that ark. And when that ark that is ascending up unto that Mount Zion, then David, he is singing, "Thou hast ascended on high, and thou hast led captivity captive." But these words, they are also spoken of in the New Testament. Thus, they are quoted by the Apostle Paul. And therein we have by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit Himself, the interpretation of these words. And there we can read that the Apostle Paul, he speaks about these words, interpreting them as referring to the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ. There we read, "Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men." Thus, David, a long time before already, he has prophesied not only of the coming of Christ into this world, not only of the death of Christ, not only of the resurrection of Christ, but we can read that he has prophesied also of the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul, he says, now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Thus, he has not only ascended, but he has first descended. Why, children, did Christ descend? When he descended, there was a difference with when he ascended. What is that difference? Say, when he descended, he did not descend in a human body, but he descended as Christ in his divine nature. And then he took upon him that body. And then when he has ascended, then he has ascended not only in his divine nature, but he has also ascended in his human nature. What does that mean? That means that human nature that he has taken upon himself, that is now in heaven. Your human nature, my human nature, that is in heaven. Why did he come here? Why did he descend? He has descended to fight a battle. He has descended in order that he may deliver his children, his church, that he may deliver that church out of that grasp of the enemy. Was that necessary? If it was not necessary, he had never done it. But it was necessary. Therein was the necessity. Well, that church was not able to deliver itself. It is too weak. It has no strength. Is that now your experience? Day by day. Paul says, ye were the servants of sin. What kind of servants? There are willing servants, and there are unwilling servants. And we have become what kind of servants to sin? Willing or unwilling? Children, can you answer that question? How did Adam choose? Was he forced to choose to take of that tree of that forbidden fruit? It was not forced. It was suggested. But he has done that willingly. He has done that of his own free will. And what is the consequence of that? That is that now our will that has now been made a captive will, that is that we can do no otherwise, that our will that is bent in one direction only, that there is no ability to do anything else but to follow that same way as Adam, which is done so freely by us that we have become willing servants, willing captives of Satan himself. Unless our will that is renewed. Thus, if there is no deliverer, there is also no deliverance. You say, I want to be saved. Is that so? We hope so. From what? From what do you want to be saved? Do you want to be saved from sin? Is that your enemy? Is that your grief today? Today, when you went over the world, did you see anything this day of sin in your life, of sin in your heart that grieved you? Or had you no sight all day long of sin and no grief in your heart all day long? Let your conscience say between you and the Lord, oh, is sin really our enemy? Do we feel something of that willing captivity under sin? Has it become a warfare to us? How is it in that warfare? Do we have strength in that warfare? Are we successful in that warfare? Can we resist the devil? Can we resist temptation? Can we resist sin? What is now our daily experience? Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. When the victors in the battles, they returned from their warfare, then it was customary that they led their captives. That was for display to everyone, because it was a very great honor for them when they returned and they led their captives behind them. That was their homecoming. Was their homecoming their victory? No. The victory that was received on the battlefield, that was not received when they have come home, but the homecoming that is following their victory. And it is in that homecoming that their victory is displayed, that everyone can see that victory, and that they may receive the honor and the glory of that victory, that they can be, as it were, crowned because of their own strength. Thus David, he has long before already prophesied of the returning of Christ into heaven, and that it would be as a homecoming, that it would be as the warriors when they have returned from the battle, and then there would be captives who would be led, who would have to follow him. That it would be displayed before all the world, that it would be displayed especially before his entire church. What is now that victory that he has wrought upon that battlefield? Thus, who are these captives? What does David say? He says, thou hast led captivity captive. Thus, who are the captives? Well, it is captivity that is captive. Thus, it is captivity itself that was the enemy, and that the Lord, He is leading that captivity captive. Thus, if captivity is captive, what does that mean for His people? What do His people obtain? Then they obtain freedom. Then they obtain freedom from what? Then they obtain freedom from that captivity, because captivity is now captive. Or what is that train? That Christ, He made us go before, that we may see following Him in His homecoming, in His victory for the freeing of that church. Or in the first place, we may say that it is the devil himself. Peter, he says that of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought into bondage. So it is in our fall that we have become overcome. Overcome in the temptation, overcome by the prince of darkness, and come into what? Come into bondage. What is now that captivity that Satan is holding man in? It is the captivity of death. Do you ever feel its bands? Do you ever feel its prison? Are those bands strong? Are you able to deliver yourself from the bands of death? Of that spiritual death, that is now that captivity wherein Satan has a captive God's own church before true conversion. That is the whole world, but even that true church. Thus, though you may be captive in that spiritual death, even in this very day, that does not mean that you do not belong unto one of the elect. That does not mean that you will not be delivered from that bondage, from that captivity, wherein Satan does hold you in that spiritual death. And there is not only that spiritual death, but we can read in God's Word how that there is often such a fear of that temporal death, and not only that temporal death, but also that eternal death. What a plague that it can be in the heart of God's own children. Do you never fear it? Because Asaph said of the wicked that there are no bands in their death. But that is often not so in the life of God's own children. And why? Because of the lack of the exercise of that faith. But Paul, he says that Christ, He has taken upon Him the same, that is, He came down, He took upon Him our human nature, He has taken upon Him flesh and blood. Why? That through death He might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who were all their lifetime subject unto the fear of death. Subject unto the fear of death all their lifetime. Subject, he says, unto bondage through that fear of death. And now what? He says, deliver. Delivered how? Delivered by the destruction of him who had that power of death. And so we read it, David, he is singing of it already. So many years before that he says, thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive. Oh, what blessed views of that captive train and that is following Christ in his ascension into heaven, so that the Lord, he is by times putting on display unto his church who those captives are, to show unto them and to give unto them a little sight of that captivity that has been taken captive by that Son of God, and to give them to experience already by little bit, a little of the freedom, a little of the freedom that that church is receiving because of the captivity itself being taken captive by him. And thou hast led captivity captive. Oh, when faith may have a little view to see it, then there is freedom in it. Why? Because death is dead. Because death is slain. Because the grave is in the grave. Because the grave that has been buried, so David has sung, thou hast led captivity captive. The sting of death, that is what? That is sin. Satan, he is that enemy from without. Do you know him? Do you know his power? Do you experience the power of temptation, young people? On all those electronic devices, do you experience something of the power of temptation? And then not only the power of temptation, but do you experience something of another power? Do you experience something of the power of sin? That power of sin that is living within our own hearts. That power of sin that is threatening to destroy us. Paul, he says, it is for me. He says, it is a bondage. He says it is a captivity. He calls it the bondage of corruption. He says, I cannot deliver myself from that sin that is within. Oh, do we feel that too? Is it our experience? Is it our grief? Is it our burden? Then we need a deliverer. Then we need one who is stronger than sin. And you know what we may commemorate this day? Then we may commemorate that the Lord, he was victorious over sin. And we may see how that David, he has sung already so long ago of that sin whereby he also experienced captivity. That sin that was led captive by Christ. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thus, oh, then he may see it. He may see it long ago already with a little eye of faith. Because Paul, he says, once in the end of the world has he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself, that is to put it away. Oh, then he displays that putting away of sin in his ascension, because in his ascension he is received unto his Father. And we know that upon him was laid sin, the sin of his church. We also know that there shall nothing that defileth enter into that place of glory. Thus we can read how that sin that was so completely put away by him, then he was upon the battlefield. And David, he may sing it up, and faith may sing it too. Oh, did faith ever sing it, people of the Lord? May that eye of faith ever behold something of this, the complete putting away of sin. That it is led captive by Christ himself. Paul, he says, we know that Romans 7, of that battle within himself, O wretched man that I am. But we can read, he also says this. He says, it is therefore no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Thus, it was the grief of Paul, but we can hear that it no longer held him captive. He was freed from it. And then he knew that it would remain. It would remain in that fleshly body a little longer. But very soon, it was all to be put away. The sting of death is sin. Thou hast led captivity captive. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is? That is the law. Blessed law, or no? Yes, blessed law. But the law, that has become our enemy. Did the law ever become your enemy? Does the law seek to slay you? Because of sin, the law has become our enemy. What does the law want to do? It wants to imprison me. It wants to make me captive. Because of my sin, it wants to condemn me to an eternal death. It wants to bind me. But what does Paul say? He says the spirit of life in Christ, he says, that hath made me free from the law of sin and of death. No condemnation. Exactly what David has prophesied so long ago. Thou hast led captivity captive. The law disarmed, completely disarmed of its curse, all every enemy of Christ, every enemy of the church of Christ that is led captive by Christ himself and displayed in his homecoming. For whom? For a people that have no power over those enemies. Do you have no power over those enemies? Or then we have that display upon the ascension day of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then it is not a wonder that he is taken up into heaven with shouts of joy, with a great, great rejoicing. Let us sing Psalter 58, all stanzas. Ye gates, lift your heads. The glad summons obey. Ye doors everlasting, wide open the way. The King of all glory, high honors await. The King of all glory shall enter in state. All stanzas of Psalter 58. Victorious return from battle. Second, gifts for distribution. Thou hast ascended on high, and thou hast led captivity captive, and thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. And when the battles were won, then it was also typical that gifts were distributed from the throne, that is, by way of rejoicing. And now the psalmist, when he speaks about Christ, And when he speaks about the deliverance of Christ for the deliverance of the church in that battle, then he prophesies that Christ, he will divide those gifts even among the rebellious. Yea, for the rebellious also. That is, over that land over which he has just been victorious. Thus he has brought that land into subjection. And he will give gifts not only unto his own people in that victory, but he is also going to give gifts in that very land. Why? That the Lord God might dwell among them, that he may take their hearts, that he may make of that people a willing subject. And here we read that thou hast received gifts for men. But when Paul quotes this in the New Testament, we read something slightly different. We read that he gave gifts unto men. Say that is different? Actually, no. It is no contradiction, because it is actually all contained in the likeness that David is giving. He is receiving gifts. He receives gifts from his father. For what purpose? He receives those gifts for distribution, to give them to his people. And Paul, he says what those gifts are. We read it in Ephesians 4. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ. Thus he speaks about the work of the ministry. The work of the ministry, that is, he says, it is a gift. And it is a gift, he says, given even to the rebellious. And for what purpose? That the Lord God might dwell among them. O see, congregation, from where everything is proceeding, for a people that have departed in the fall, for a people who have become rebellious, for a people who have become willing subjects of the arch enemy of God, with an enslaved will, you feel it, with a captive will, there is no hope from the side of that people. They are rebellious. Do you feel it? There is no true desire. There is custom and religion, but there is no true desire. There is no true love. There is no affection for the Lord, for Christ. It is impossible. It is a spiritual death. David says, the Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any that did understand, that did seek God. They are all gone out of the way. And they are together become unprofitable. There is not one that doeth good. No, not one. That is you, that is me. Their only possible deliverance comes from the side of God, because of spiritual death. That is a sovereign work. Is it not a wonder that he chose to do it? And there are two things that are necessary for that deliverance. One of them is that Christ would lead captivity captive. If we are captive in the power of death, in that power of Satan, in that power of sin, in that power of the law to hold us under its curse, if we are captive under it, that means that we cannot deliver ourselves. Otherwise, it is no captivity. Thus, if we are indeed captive over it, then that the power of the captivity needs to be broken. Do you feel it? Do you need it? Do you ask for it? Do you pray for it? Do you know what we commemorate in this day, in this evening? We commemorate the breaking of that power, the display before every one of us, that the power of their captivity that we are held in by nature, that power that is broken. That is the first thing that had to happen. It is done. Now there is a second thing. And that is, there must be gifts for distribution. The spoils of the battle. They are now to be distributed among the people, so that the people, they may receive the benefits, the blessings of that victory of their king. And now the work of the ministry, that is, we read, one of those gifts that is proceeding from Christ as he is sitting on the right hand of power. Thus, his servants, they are sent from heaven. From heaven. Oh, will we pray for this? Because next week, we must gather as a curatory, that we are only men and we are foolish. We know nothing. Or will we ask, will we bend our knees for this gift? We need it in our denomination, in our congregations, but also that they may be sent forth over all the world. This evil, among this evil and adulterous generation wherein that we are living. Because by the gift of that ministry, the rebellious hearts, they are broken. They are made willing in the day of Christ's power. Oh, was your rebellious heart ever so broken? It is by the gift of the ministry that every spiritual gift in the life of God's children may be received. Oh, what about our children? What about our children when there will be no more sent forth to bring His word? Or it is the final purpose of the Lord, we read here, to dwell among the rebellious. Is there not something? Adam rebelled in paradise. And his posterity, they are nothing but rebels. We will not have this man to reign over us. We will have nothing to do with him. We will have nothing to do with the spiritual kingdom, will we? The spiritual kingdom. What did we think today of the spiritual kingdom? Must we not say we are earthly, we are carnal? What man is now seeking for that treasure that is in heaven, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God? What man by nature is seeking that which is spiritual? What man has faith? What man has faith to believe his own captivity, that he is a captive of sin? A captive of Satan, a captive of spiritual death. What man has faith to believe that? It is among such rebellious people, that Christ desires to dwell. Is that not something? Not in their rebellion, but He desires to take away that rebellion. He will take away that rebellion that He may live among that people, and when they are made willing subjects of Him, delivering them from that captivity. He gives gifts. Gifts by which they may be drawn out of that rebellion. He does not drive them out. He draws them out. Does He draw you out too? This evening, that you say in your heart, "Oh, that I could be delivered, that I could be made a willing subject of this King." He gives the gifts of that ministry as a means to draw them out. Was it ever so sanctified, the ministry of the Word, in the reading, in the preaching? Was it ever so sanctified to your heart? Or He gives the gift. He gives the gift of faith, whereby a man is crying out from under the bondage. Crying out in the midst of his captivity. Like those in Egypt, where their cry that is coming up unto the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. Did you ever receive that gift? The gift to cry out from under your captivity. Do you believe that, young people, that that is now a gift of God? To be as that man that Bunyan portrayed, with a burden strapped to his back, that he was afraid was going to sink him into Tophet, to sink him into hell. Do you believe that that burden is a gift of God? There is no greater gift that you can receive in your life than that gift, than the knowledge of your misery, because that is now the first step in your deliverance. Or is there now a people who live with such a rebellious heart, who feel it, who weep over that captivity, and who experience that you cannot deliver yourself from that captivity? Oh, the Lord, give you to take heart on this Ascension Day, on that joyous homecoming of Christ again into heaven, who ascended up on high and who has led captivity captive, the power of that enemy that is broken. The captivity that is broken, and now there are gifts. There are gifts that are to be received by men, that He may dwell among those who are today rebellious. That is His own word. Oh, let His truth draw you. Draw you to Him who says, "Ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, we have no power, but they are gifts from Thee. Look on us in mercy. Thou knowest our captivity. By nature, but also so often, thy church, and because of their own sin, brought into the captivity of the enemy. And they have to experience for it a second time, and by renewal over and over again, that they have no power to deliver themselves. And so thou becomest more and more necessary in their life, and more precious. And the blessedness of thy word, and that is more and more fitting unto them. And he has ascended on high, and he has led captivity captive. Oh, that it may be experienced to their freedom. Look upon us further in this night. Bring us safely to our places. Bless thy word. Give us thoughts, meditation thereon, and thy spirit's a blessing. Be with us in the days to come. Remember us when we will travel. And be with us when we serve another congregation. And when we will be away from this, our flock. Bring us safely together again at thy appointed time. And remember all whom we leave behind. Remember those that hope to read thy word upon thy day and thy servant, who hopes also to preach here in our midst upon thy day. And wilt thou be on his right and on their left. And keep all of us together from sin and from evil. From a sudden and an unprepared death, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. 181, 1 through 4. Blessed be the Lord. For us he cares, and daily all our burden bears. Our God is mighty, strong to save. Jehovah frees us from the grave. 1 through 4 of Psalter 181.
Thank you.
Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.